There's been a knock-on effect for the health and disability sector following the opening of SA borders. Community Living Australia is taking steps to both meet government guidelines and keep clients safe. Chief Executive Mark Kalinske joins me now to discuss. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Jenny.
What effect has the pandemic had and these reopening of borders on the disability sector, Mark?
Look, it's been a big effect. So obviously, we have a lot of vulnerable people that are supported throughout the disability sector, people with healthcare concerns, and there's some people with disabilities that can't be vaccinated as well. So really, opening up the borders has created, I guess, a response from the sector in terms of how we protect people. And one of the biggest things we're finding now that we're seeing positive cases across the workforce and our clients is workforce shortage.
Mm. So that means maybe some clients without someone to look after them?
Well, so far we've been lucky that we've been, as an organisation, we've been able to manage that. But I know of organisations that have had to apply for exemptions so their staff could still go in. So I know that's been a tricky thing for some people, but certainly, we've had some staff that have actually a bit frightened about going in and supporting someone that might be positive. So they say, look, I'm no longer available to work until, it's all cleared up. So we're navigating that. We don't want to judge them because, everyone's got to make their own choices and they're trying to keep themselves safe as well as their family safe.
So what steps is Community Living Australia taking to meet those guidelines and ensure clients and support workers are kept safe?
Look, communication is a really important thing. So everyone understands what they have to do and how they need to do it, when they need to get tested, when not to come to work, if they're showing symptoms, all of those sorts of things. So good communication is really integral to keeping people safe, and for not just for staff but for our clients and families, so they understand as well. But one of the things that we've put in place right now is for people living in accommodation type services, we call them SIL in the disability sector, is that we do surveillance testing with the RATs, with the rapid antigen tests, for all employees. Now, supply has been an issue for us. So we've had to actually look at the higher risk clients, like I said before, people that are unvaccinated or people have underlying health conditions, or some people can't have people working with them wearing masks. So they're a higher risk category. So we look at how we get those staff that are supporting those clients to be tested on a regular basis so no one goes in sick. And what we found is we're able to pick people up before they actually go on shift. But the clincher here is getting the supply of the rapid antigen test, which we've really struggled with because federal government's been grabbing them from the manufacturer. And we've had orders from before Christmas. So it's not that we weren't organised, but our orders have been swiped for somewhere else.
Right.
But luckily, SA Health has been, and the South Australian government has been able to give us some supplies so we can at least do it in a moderate way.
Yeah, and so that'll make a bit of a difference for peace of mind and getting staff out there, I suppose.
It is. It's really, really important. And PPE, wearing full PPE when you're supporting someone with a disability or masks, generally speaking, we found that when people wear masks, our clients have been safe. Staff have been tested the next day and come back positive, but because they're wearing masks, we found that our clients haven't been positive. So PPE is important to us. Again, we're starting to see some short supply around PPE now, I guess, with more cases and more people needing it. So the masks are really in short supply. Cloth masks, as an organisation, we're actually saying no cloth masks.
Because they're not as effective, right?
No, they don't stop the infection.
Mm.
Physical distancing, all of those sorts of things are really, really important. But keeping up to date, so I'm jumping in with government meetings all the time, talking to SA Health to make sure that we're following government guidelines, because that's going to keep everyone safe.
Oh, and that's good, because then I suppose you can advocate for the sector as well.
Absolutely. So we say this is the pain point. If we do this, this is what will happen. Don't forget this cohort of the population, etc. But, mate, like I said before, you know, I do vlogs, so I can talk to staff, you know, video communication to staff, et cetera, and then written information. And we have a COVID response team. So where staff or clients have questions about what they need to do, they've got somewhere to call. And then we have a governance team above that, which I sit on as well.
Mm, excellent. Now, you were recruiting last year, lots of funding from the NDIS, which is good news for organisations like Community Living Australia. I imagine more than ever you need some staff now. Is that the case?
Absolutely. So we're still recruiting. Training's becoming a problem because you don't want to have too many people in contact with each other, but we're doing more online training. But recruitment is really key, particularly when we start to see staff shortages through people having to isolate.
Yeah, right. And do people need much training? Do they need any base level qualifications or anything like that?
Well, what we ask for people to be prepared to start their Certificate 3 in Disability Support. So there is a certificate. It takes about 6 months to do, but you don't have to be fully qualified in with that Certificate 3. You just need to start it.
Right.
And, you know, tick off the key areas like manual handling, medication support, those sorts of things, medication credentialing. Obviously, you need a police clearance or the NDIS clearance to work in the sector.
And for those who are potentially interested in becoming a carer in disability with Community Living Australia, but maybe a bit nervous about the fact that there are some workforce shortages at the moment and some of the challenges of that role, is there anything that you would say to them to encourage them?
Oh, look, it is a great role, and there's a lot of good things that you can achieve working with people with disabilities, a lot of lessons you can learn as well. There's one man that I know that tested positive. He loves Hungry Jack's, and you know, he can't because he's isolating. And so the staff are looking at how they can support him with his you know, his quality of life and what he really wants out of life, which at least go to Hungry Jack's once a week. You know, they're setting up a Hungry Jack's at home. So you can be quite inventive and yep, creative in terms of how you support people so they have a happy life.
Oh, well, thank you so much for your time today. All the best. And cheers. Talk to you next month, Mark Kalinske.
I look forward to it. Thank you.
You can reach Community Living Australia for support or assistance or advice. They are on 8536 5858.